4 years after leaving the governor's office in Delaware, Jack Markell has a new line of work. He's written a reflective song in reaction to the violent 2017 white supremacist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia. From the Delaware desk, WHYY's Mark Eichmann has more.
Joe Biden has said the Charlottesville incident was one of the factors that led him to run for president last year, especially after President Trump's comment that there were, quote, very fine people on both sides. But the 2017 white supremacist rally in Virginia inspired another Delaware politician in a very different way. For former Delaware Governor Jack Markell, the terrible events in Charlottesville were the catalyst not for another political campaign, but for a new venture in songwriting.
It just really resonated with me and moved me, and I decided to try to write a song about that. If I'm in my own small way, I could write something that people think about, then it will have been worth it.
3 years ago last month, hundreds of white supremacists, neo-Nazis, and other extremists gathered in Charlottesville. They marched with torches on a Friday night, chanting, "Jews will not replace us." The next day, they were met by counter-protesters who opposed the racist march. One of those counter-protesters, Heather Heyer, was killed. 19 others were injured when a car plowed through the group. Heyer's final social media post included the quote, "If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention." That phrase became the hook for Markell's song, Charlottesville.
If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention. Heather Heyer wrote with pure intention Friday night.
I think it's just so powerful.
After writing the lyrics, Markell got help from Ann McNamee in California and others who put the words to music and performed the song, which is now available on his YouTube channel, Music by Jack Markell. Among the musicians is Lester Chambers, a member of the 1960s psychedelic soul group The Chambers Brothers. Chambers plays harmonica and sings, along with his son, Dylan Chambers. The younger Chambers said the events in Charlottesville served as a very vivid example of racism Black Americans have endured for centuries.
It is actually awakening every spectrum of American life, everybody that's, you know, that's realizing that the things that we've been saying for 400 years are true. And this is a moment for everybody to not go back to sleep. We all have to keep pushing and fighting.
It's a rare move for a former politician. University of Delaware music professor Philip Gentry said he couldn't think of another governor writing a song.
I think it is wonderful for anybody to find a way to express themselves, even for politicians.
And while governors turned songwriters are rare, there is a long history of political messaging through songs, most often in protest songs.
Bob Dylan was sort of taking Woody Guthrie as an example, and then, you know, Markell is taking Bob Dylan as an example. You know, they're all sort of like reaching for what seems like an authentic expression of average people's musical tastes to try to get across a political goal.
The song isn't racing up the charts. It's been viewed nearly 5,000 times since being posted on YouTube in mid-August. But topping the charts wasn't Markell's goal.
Well, I certainly didn't write it to win a Grammy. And I certainly didn't write it because I was going to make any money off of it. But I do think that music can be a very powerful force for change.
And while he doesn't have plans to put together a full album, a new song that focuses on civil rights will be posted on his YouTube in a few weeks.
If you're not outraged, you're not paying attention.
From the Delaware desk, Mark Eichmann, WHYY News.